the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I am your host, Davey Crockett, and you have just tuned in to LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Boy, oh boy, are you guys in for a surprise today. Thank you so much for sharing this time and this energy with us. Let's just get into it, guys. We're all on the same vibration. Woo, woo. Oh, yeah. So beautiful, guys. We just wanted to roll the show in with a little bit of real boy. Once again, we're going to give a shout out to our buddies. How you doing? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As you know, the Vibration Station crew is all about a positive vibration, all about a good time, and all about staying true to yourself. So, if any of these resonate with you, you're in the right place. And if they don't, you're still in the right place. Can I tell you why? Because you're always in the right place. Wow, what a crazy concept. Listen up, guys. Boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you today. Thank you, Brother Skaya. It is such a pleasure.
Oh, yeah?
How you doing?
Cool.
As you guys know, if you are avid Vibration Station listeners, which I know you are, you do know our brother Skaya. If we could all give a shout out to Brother Skaya. Brother Skaya, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for sharing this time in the studio with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have quite a show for you. Now, as you know, each episode, each week, we have the opportunity to share with you a new aspect of the human experience. Something that we feel as if, you know, isn't fully in alignment, right? Or could be fully in alignment with everybody. For example, we talk about fear. We talk about how fear can help you, aid and assist you, and then how to transform fear into a positive thing. So then there is no more. We talk about all aspects of the human consciousness, the auric field, everything, right? Well, what we're going to be talking about today is instead of sticking to your comfort zone, right? We're going to be talking about today how stepping outside of your comfort zone actually aids and assists you in becoming a more comfortable person. Wow. Well, when I say that, the first thing that you probably think is, Dave's crazy. How in the world could being out of your comfort zone make you a more comfortable person? Well, that's what we're going to dedicate the next 45 minutes to. I'm just going to start out by saying, we do not know, right? We do not know what we are capable of until we have to. Meaning, we do not know what we are capable of. We do not know the lengths, the extents that we will go, that we can go, until we are faced with the choice, or should I say, with the lack of choice, to where we have to do something. We have to step outside of our comfort zone. We must, to ensure our safety, to ensure our lives, to ensure our health, to ensure the moment, one way or another, there will be, and probably has been, certain aspects, if not certain moments, that you have experienced as a human being where you don't have a choice but to step outside of your comfort zone and act on that. Would you agree, Skaya?
I would agree. You're absolute right.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you. So, having this said, I feel as if it is a positive thing. It is a not only a positive thing, but a beautiful thing that we as human beings should embrace. Let's get back to the start. So, here we are, Skaya. You and I, we have our comfort zones, if you will. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Right? So, brother Skaya, what a blessing. For example, I know that every night when I, you know, come home from my day, I know that I get to come home to my beautiful girlfriend in my beautiful home with my amazing parents, and I am so blessed. I feel warm, I feel comfortable, I feel happy that I know that that is waiting for me. It's a guarantee, and it's beautiful, right? Mm. For the most part, it's, I mean, you know, I see Skaya's head, like, no, for the most part. So, what I'm saying, though, is this level of comfortability absolutely is a positive thing. Absolutely. But at the same time, I feel like if I were to do something out of the ordinary, do something different. For example, Skaya says to me, he goes, oh, David, you know, Skaya and I are musicians. We do make music. And there you go. What do you know? There's some music. 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 Pretty. So we make music. And in doing that, Skaya, actually, he, for about half the year, travels around California and other states. Oregon, you know, I mean, you could probably tell listeners more than that. Do you want to tell, where do you travel when you...
I travel where the wind takes me.
Where the, well, of course, Skaya,
like, travels. I'm like a feather in the wind, man.
You are a feather
I'm
in the
like
wind, brother.
I'm non-resistant to the flow of the universe, bro.
Absolutely, bro. I love it. So, but mostly Northern California, you'd say, or like North...
Yeah, typically the West Coast.
Oh, okay. So I, the... Oh, word. Yeah. Wow. So, Skaya travels the West Coast. And in doing so, he brings his recording equipment, right? Because he's...
Sure. Yeah.
He's
not everywhere, but not yeah.
No, right.
I bring some sort of recording apparatus.
Exactly. Okay. Well, Skaya and I, the other day, in being a co-host for the show, you know, we are indeed brothers outside of the radio station as well. We make music. We do these things. So he says to me, Dave, My recording equipment is in Montecito.
Mendocino.
I knew I was... Mendocino, that's funny. Which is 2 hours, hour and a half north of San Francisco, would you say?
Yeah, roughly.
So, it's about an 8-hour drive from here. He goes, Dave, want to go get my recording equipment with me? I'm like, yes, I do. Now, let me just explain, and this is something that Skaya doesn't even know. This is an inner feeling, and folks, when I'm telling you like an inner feeling, it's or telling you like trying to express to you the way that, you know, I think things should be approached, right? I express them through my own personal experience, because I feel like that's all we have, you know? So when Skaya says to me, let's go to
Mendocino,
my first initial reaction was excitement. Yes! My second initial reaction was fear, right? Right? Seriously.
He said the F word.
I did.
Oh my God.
The F-E-A-R word, dude. It was fear. Now, I asked myself, I said, why am I fearful? What am I fearful of? Making this journey with a brother of mine for a good cause, to make music so we can come back and record it and spread it for the world to hear. Why would I be afraid on taking this road trip? Well, immediately I answered my question. It's because it is absolutely and flawlessly out of my comfort zone. Oh. Last time I took a road trip, I was with my girlfriend, right?
Okay.
I was with, like, I was going to San Francisco to stay there at a friend's house, right?
Right.
But it's been so long that I don't know. Do you like how I'm stuttering over it? Do you like, it's because of my, it's this lack of, it's this ability to not embrace being outside of your comfort zone. And the reason why I'm having this show is because when I was thinking about this, I figured that if this is occurring to me, this is occurring for other people. Now, what we're going to do over the process of the next 40 minutes is get over this. We are going to learn how to embrace being outside of your comfort zone. Not only how to embrace being outside of your comfort zone, but we are going to learn how to want to be outside of your comfort zone. Brother Skaya.
Well, I want to backtrack a little bit there.
Yes.
What happened on the road trip?
What happened on the road trip?
Yeah.
Actually, I do have to say, we. you ready for what did happen on the road trip?
Yeah, tell me. Okay. I want to know what caused this, you know, trauma.
Well, I think the trauma is just, it's not, I think the trauma is knowing that I'm not going to be in, like, my comfort zone. Do you know what I mean? Like, that, well, okay, oh, no, there is some other trauma, too. The road trip was a little interesting.
Describe interesting.
Okay, well, we've all had a few road trips. I've had a few road trips. The last, not the last one, but the one before last, on our way back, a buddy, a dear friend of mine who was driving, blew his gasket, so we were stuck 110 miles outside of, like, our home base, and we were, like, literally in the desert for, like, hours, like, trying to get a hold of AAA. So that was interesting.
Right, right.
Right. And then the other one was on the way back. Thankfully, I did not partake in this. Thankfully. But everybody else stopped at 7-Eleven and thought it'd be a good idea to get taquitos.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
How long were they at the rest stop for? Or did they even make it to the rest stop?
No. Well, we had to stop before the rest stop. And then we got the rest stop, and then we were there for quite some time. No, they actually...
From 7 to 11?
Yes. From 7 p.m. to 11 a.m. We were... No, seriously, though, everybody got ridiculously sick. Everybody got food poisoning,
yeah,
and I didn't.
Of course not.
Like, 'cause everybody was hungry, and they were like, taquitos, and I wasn't that hungry. I was content. I was like, you know, and I'm not really a big fan of 7-Eleven taquitos, so I'm going to pass.
Okay, so yeah, no, I understand the... feeling of like abandon, like you feel like
abandonment. Yeah. That's perfect. No, you're abandoning your post.
Well, that, but also, you know, you're out of your comfort zone,
right?
And you have no access to the things that you're used to having access to, which you become accustomed to,
right?
And let alone, you don't know, you really, really don't. I mean, like, there's a good chance that you're gonna be okay, but you really don't know
exactly. Yeah. No, that's part of the beautiful thing. Yeah, go on. Yeah,
beauty, because once you're in that position, what did you learn about yourself?
Right.
And what experience did you have?
Right.
You know, it's only in those scenarios that you can actually experience things of that nature. You know, like you said, right when it happens, right when you're in the moment of it.
Right.
You're forced to.
Yes.
Know, experience a new vibration, a new surrounding.
Yes.
Depending on what the scenario is. So, definitely. I mean, I can attest to having my comfort zones right now. More recently than ever has been, everything's been my comfort zone.
Right.
Because
beautiful.
I embraced it so much that it's not much, if anything, that makes me really uncomfortable,
right.
Because it's accepting it in the moment instead of, well, kind of,
right.
Not like resisting it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Or it's, sorry, go on.
Well, resistance is futile.
It is indeed.
As we say in astrology with Pluto. It's inevitable. It's just gonna happen.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right.
And if you're not, then you're gonna be like, that's when you're gonna be in the corner of
right.
the room, you know, in
so,
a fetal position.
So let's say that for the listeners, say that one more time.
It's inevitable.
Right, right. So resistance.
Resistance is futile.
Right.
You
meaning
know?
It's just
well, if if you're okay. We're not going to put this in a physical analogy, but we're going to put it in a metaphoric analogy.
Okay, beautiful.
If you have two walls
right.
caving in on you,
right.
and you got nowhere else to, you literally got nowhere else to go,
right.
are you going to freak out or are you going to just bliss out?
Exactly. There you go. So it's a question. Right. Right. Right.
So
it's how you approach it.
Right. Well, yeah, it's all
of course.
The perspective you're in, you know? Like, if you're in a scenario where you're being asked and more so pushed to change your lifestyle for the better of the collective and your closer relations, you
right.
know, and all these things start crumbling around you, you keep resisting it, and then you start feeling more abandoned, all these things start happening, you're like, what's
exactly.
happening in my life? And then you go to an astrologer, they look at your chart, you're like, oh, resistance is futile, what are you doing? Just shift. Let it go.
Exactly.
You know, the old
exactly.
ways and comfort zones, all that stuff, so.
Totally.
It's, you know, your bed can be so cozy.
Right.
But eventually, it's going to change up, you know?
Exactly.
It's not the best analogy, but yeah.
No, comfort. No. You know what? I'll tell you, because a dear friend of mine gave me this analogy not too long ago. He goes, we were talking about the same thing, literally the exact same thing, a while ago. But I'd applied this to my life very recently. He goes, Dave, you know that like really comfortable chair that like you can just sit in and then, you know, read a book, you know, hang out, or if you watch TV, whatever. You know that like that feeling when after a long day of work, you just sit in that chair, oh, and you're so comfortable? I'm like, yes. He's like, well, that's the exact same feeling of like staying in your comfort zone. That is the metaphor for what you're doing, right? I was living in a box, you know what I'm saying?
Styrofoam or cardboard?
I'd say cardboard, poked a few holes in it, but then like the outside was like whoa, and then like I like stayed in my box. Right? Let's see. Yeah, but I had insulated styrofoam. No, I'm kidding.
That's high grade.
That's a high grade. I was in my box, bro. No. So my buddy's telling me about this comfortable chair, and he's telling me how comfortable the chair is, right? But after he's explaining to me how absolutely comfortable the chair is, he then starts to explain to me what's going on outside of the chair. He then starts to explain to me the things that are occurring in my surroundings that I very well could be a part of and want to be a part of, but I'm going to need to step out of that chair to become a part of these things.
Yeah.
Right. So after he had expressed this to me, I'd noticed and I'd realized, wow, right? Here we go back to me stalking from simply personal experience. After he had expressed this to me, I was fascinated. I was like, well, what a phenomenal analogy. And if there's one way that makes me feel, it's unsure. This makes me feel unsure because he's absolutely right and I don't want to change anything, right? That's why, right?
Well, you're a Taurus, it's a fixer.
Exactly. That is indeed true. Skaya Indigo 1, David nothing. Oh, just messing around. So what I realized, though, is that even being a Taurus, as fixed as I can be, I embraced getting out from my chair. And after he told that to me, I felt like I was missing out on life. I felt like there was things that were right in front of me that I was blind to. There's things that I want to experience. I've always wanted to experience, but I simply didn't allow myself to because I was afraid of what would happen if I got out of my chair. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I stepped up from that chair. And life has been nothing but abundant and free-flowing and loving and unconditionally supporting, unconditionally, like, literally, when you step out of your comfort chair, it just, like, it swoops you and throws you in a floating lotus that's, like, infinitely more comfortable than any couch. And then, like, but it's fascinating, right? It's fascinating. So there's different levels to our comfort zones, right? And I'm absolutely still in the process of breaking through my comfort zone and realizing, recognizing, Skye, I've actually been trying to apply this into my consciousness and to my perception for a few weeks. Every day I'm focusing on this is being able to lose things around me, right? It's all about giving up, right? Releasing attachments. Mm-hmm. But these attachments are all part of the comfort zone, right? The attachments are the walls to the comfort zone. So when you release these attachments, which I've been doing, like thinking to myself, you know, something that will aid and assist me and I will look forward to it, but if I don't have it, or I'm simply trying to change it, right? And just be like, okay, I'm not going to do this today, right? Or I'm not going to do this right now because I don't need it to feel comfortable. Why? Because the universe is my comfort zone. And then I start thinking to myself and I keep reminding myself that anywhere I go, if I'm in Egypt, or if I'm in like my bed, or if I'm like on a plane, it doesn't matter because Mother Earth is my home. Sky is cracking up. Number one. Number two, the universe is my home, and I am infinitely abundant and infinitely supported as long as I allow myself to be infinitely abundant and infinitely supported.
But what if you were in your bed in a plane over Egypt?
Fuck, dude.
Keep in mind, folks, he's a Taurus, and so that was, you know, before that scenario.
Right.
And what you were saying about, you
before
know,
it mattered.
releasing attachments and, you know, having a hard time with, you know, letting go and things like that. You know, it's a common, remember, folks, he's a Taurus. Write this down on your pad. It's all good.
You know, but
you went to your polarity point, which is letting go, which is, you know, death and rebirth, and
right.
Transforming it, which is Scorpio. So that's good. And I'm funny how you chose Egypt because that's Scorpionic sign.
That's funny. I was channeling that through the Ascended Masters.
Yes.
So, right. Folks, what we're getting to here is evolution, evolving from one state of mind, one perception to another, right? The phoenix, right? The burning of the ashes is actually the rebirth of something more beautiful. So, in this transformation, in this process, there's absolutely going to be attachment issues, right? Skye, this is where I want to bring you in. So, let's say that I'm gonna speak for the collective here, right?
Whoa.
Right, I know. Whoa, wait a minute.
Take a breath, man. That's a lot of people.
Lottery. No, I'm kidding. That's what the collective, that's what the crazy collective is thinking.
That was actually pretty good.
Lottery. Money. That's what. No, I'm not speaking to that collective. We're speaking to the collective.
Oh, the big THE.
Yeah, the collective, right? So what I'm saying is, when we have things that we love, when we have things that we look forward to, when we have things that bring us security, bring us comfort, bring us happiness, joy, right? Well, material things. These things absolutely do aid and assist us in multiple ways. They help us. They get us through hard times, and they give us something to look forward to. They bring us joy. They bring us happiness. But along with bringing us and instilling us these things, there is caution that I aid you with. In getting so much enjoyment and excitement out of something. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I've said for the third time, from personal experience, I can't tell you how many times, indeed being the Taurus I am, I have found something and fallen head over heels in love with it, right? Whether it's like, it could be any a video game, like something that calms me down, like just any, like I don't even know, like
God,
like acupuncture, like a person, I, you know what I'm saying? Like there's when I was younger and I didn't really recognize this about me, I would unconsciously attach, right? But then when I would lose these things, lose these attachments, I would be heartbroken.
Aww.
I wouldn't know what to do. Exactly, Skye. Where did my doll go? Right? You know, just like the stupidest things, right? Seriously, but...
Beanie Baby.
It's my Beanie Babies. Dude, what happened to my teeny weeny Beanie Babies, dude? I don't know.
They're worth a fortune now.
They aren't they worth, like, so much money, dude?
I don't know.
Neither do I. I don't really care. I don't really care. It's not like we'd be doing anything with them anyway. What I'm getting to, folks, is that when you rely on something to bring you that happiness, and when you focus and put your energy and intention into only being happy when you have this, making your happiness conditional, making your laughter conditional, making your state of mind conditional, right? That is when this turns problematic. This is what I caution you for. Because when one finds enjoyment or excitement out of something or someone or an experience, it is beautiful to embrace it. It is wonderful to embrace it. But I feel as if it could lead to something problematic if dependent. It's one thing to embrace it. It's another thing to need it. Do you understand? Right?
I think so.
Well, I know Skye understands. Because he's the one who taught this all to all of us.
Wow, dude.
I love it.
No,
so,
it's because I had North Node and Aquarius in the first house. I just don't
Exactly. You had North Node and Aquarius in the first house, Skye. Come
on. Like, duh.
Come on, bro.
That?
Yeah. So, I guess, Skye, for the listeners in this self-discovery, in this path of self-discovery, we realize that the things that can bring us happiness, joy, excitement, and laughter, right?
Right.
We can actually become dependent upon these things, right?
If they're in a physical state.
In a physical state.
In a physical state.
Well, because I'm... Right. I'm talking about allowing... For the I'm speaking for the kids out there that smoke weed every day and
smoke weed every day
and don't know how to look forward to anything else outside of outside of like it's only fun if I'm high or outside of like you know it's you know no we're not putting you know we're not like aiding cannabis use at all. We're not saying it is a good thing. We're not saying it is a bad thing. We are saying that, you know, to each is their own. The facts are out there. You know what it does. if you're too young, you shouldn't be doing it. We're here to help and to aid and assist into becoming a fully independent and supported individual that is only filled with love, light, laughter, joy, and happiness. And to obtain this, you need to let go of these physical attachments. Now, the reason why I bring up cannabis is because that is something that a lot of people do struggle with. At one point in my life, I struggled with it as well. And I did not know necessarily how to, really it was like, I didn't know like how to complete my day fully. And this was years ago when I was, you know, still in high school and experiencing, and this is kids, I'm talking to you, I'm talking for you. And it's not just about weed. I'm just using weed as an example, right?
A lot of crazy shit out there.
There's a lot of crazy shit out there. And a lot of things that people can get attached to. Now, I'm just using cannabis because it is something that is a problem in our school systems and in, you know, the daily routine of what's going on around us. You know, 13, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids that are literally smoking weed every day. And it's like, you know, this is our youth. And I understand it's an experience. I understand whatever. Let's get back to the point of attachment. Kids, I'm speaking to you guys out there, right? It's not something, nothing is anything to get you through your day. Nothing should ever be anything to get you through, right? Nothing should ever be anything to like, oh, like, I just, all I look forward to is this. I can't live without this.
Externalizing your happiness.
Exactly. Making it conditional. Externalizing your happiness. Thank you, Skye. And when one externalizes their happiness, you don't empower yourself, right? Ja! Ja, man! When you don't empower yourself, there is still power. You need to understand that you, as a human being, will always obtain an infinite amount of energy. An infinite amount of power that is only limited by what you choose to limit it to. So, with, Skye is saying, you externalize your happiness, right? Well, all that power that could be in you, all that energy, all that power, all that control that you harness, that you have in yourself, that you could put into becoming a fuller, more independent, loving, happy creator, you are taking that power outside of you and putting it onto the external. You are disempowering yourself by empowering something to empower you. Because you don't know how to empower yourself without this thing, without this substance, without this thing, this something, right? Now, what Skye and I are asking you to do, what the cosmos are asking you to do, what Mother Earth is asking you to do, is find, and harness that empowerment. Every day when you wake up, every moment that you can, fuel yourself as if you fuel your vehicle. Fuel yourself with power. With the understanding that you don't need anything around you but you. You don't need anything, anyone but you to feel like the most powerful creator in the universe. Why? Because you are the most powerful creator in the universe. You were born the most powerful creator in the universe. And you will always be the most powerful creator in the universe.
And you know how you can see this?
How can we see that?
You can see this. You can literally... Kids.
Kids.
I kid you not.
Kids
and all people around this world. I kid you not. You can actually see this. You can actually see the cosmos within you. You can actually see the presence of the Creator within you. And it's in this little telescope. Everyone's born with it. Everyone's born with this little telescope. It's called your third eye.
Yes.
It's called your pineal gland. And there's an actual eye in it. you know, it has the iris and all this funky stuff. So basically, what you do is you focus your energy in between your eyebrows and a little above it. And kind of, you know, if the bottom of your eyes is the baseline for a pyramid, where your third eye would be the point.
Okay.
So, focus on that. Don't chit-chatter in your brain. You can, but you're not going to get far at all. You're just going to go in a loop of a intellectual...
Yes.
Cycle.
Absolutely.
Cyclone.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, overall, you can see everything that's in you.
You can.
Because you are everything.
You are.
And there's proof of that.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Done.
Indeed. The vibration station has a caller. We just took ya. How you doing? What a blessing to have you on the air. I don't know who you are, but I do want to say that...
We love you.
We love you unconditionally, and welcome to the Vibration Station. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Skaya. This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What a pleasure. Did you like the you like the little intro that we had for you?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Well, that's good to hear. How you doing, Crystal? What can we do for you?
I just wanted to talk about something that I listen to you a lot. So
well, thanks very much.
The thing is you talk about the law of attraction,
right?
Right.
Absolutely.
That if we feel better and think more positively, we create positive vibrations that go out into the field and that
yes.
kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
So what is wrong if something out there in the physical world makes me feel good?
Right.
What's wrong if I depend on it? I mean, I'm not talking about like weed or, you know, addictions or anything, but
okay.
What is wrong if it makes me feel good to do certain things and have certain material things? If it makes me feel good and supposedly makes my vibration higher and makes me happier, what's so bad about that?
There's nothing bad about it. There's no such
okay.
thing as good or bad. It's a personal opinion and a polarity consciousness to think that something's good or bad.
Right.
If you feel harmonious within a certain object or certain external expression of what you are, which is something physical, right. That you can find within you and it brings you happiness, that's the epitome of life.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, we as souls come in to, you know, we choose how we want to experience life. We choose what kind of expression we want to. You know, you can see people out there in the world who only focus or seemingly only focus on material and external happiness.
Right.
And maybe, and whatever process in their soul evolution, they haven't had that before in a physical lifetime. And therefore, they're in this physical lifetime to really experience that.
Embrace that,
to
right.
learn the lesson of, oh, this is outside of me, but this is also a reflection of what's inside of me.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Crystal, something that I wanted to add to that, Skaya, I couldn't have said it better myself, brother. I guess, Crystal, what I was saying by that is, from my personal experiences, when I have, and I'm not talking about cannabis, I'm not talking about, an addiction, right? I'm talking about simply, having something that brings me joy, that is the epitome of life. Skaya said,
yeah.
That is amazing. That is bliss. That is what we must obtain. What we must do is follow our excitements, follow our joys, our passions, our laughters. What yeah. I'm saying though is once you take that power from yourself, take that power that's in you, which makes you with or without this object, makes you flourish, makes you happy, makes you unconditionally love and unconditionally supported and support the world around you, right? As long as you keep this empowerment and don't take this power, don't take this energy outside of your body, do not externalize, as Skaya said, do not externalize this happiness. Do not make it conditional that the only way you can get through the day or the only way you can be happy is if you have this. Do you understand? There's a fundamental difference between having something that excites you, doing it in moderation, having something that brings you joy. For example, let's just take it back down to the simplest, so simple. Here we go, okay? Let's say that there is a five-year-old little girl, okay? And this five-year-old little girl was born, literally born, with her, what are they called? Like, little, like... Patches, come alive, Patches tree dolls or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, like baby comes to life dolls. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Those creepy things.
Those creepy ass dolls that like that like 5 year old girls like go nutso over. Okay. So I'm sure you had one when you were young, Crystal. You probably had a little Polly Pocket or something. You know what I'm saying? A little Polly Pony horse, whatever. So what I'm saying is this 5 year old little girl, she has her Polly Pocket or she has her, you know, little live doll, whatever. And there's one night where mommy and daddy and little girl went to dinner and she brought her Polly Pocket, but she left it at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the pizza cookery closed at 9 o'clock and it's 9:50 when she realized that her doll is no longer in the back seat of the car. She starts freaking out. She starts, my doll. Now, I understand she's five, right? I understand she's five. And she just had pizza. Exactly. And even in being five, we learn at a very young age the process of attachment and then losing. Attachment and losing that and detachment, right? We do learn that because it is a human, right? Your first blankie. You know what I'm saying? Like the kid with his first blankie who misplaces it. Or like, so here we go. So here's that girl. Here's that five-year-old girl without her doll. Or here's that boy without his blankie. It's 10 o'clock at night and it is like past their bedtime, right? But they're just like not shutting up and they are not going to sleep because they don't have their doll and they don't have their blankie. Now, I understand I'm using a five-year-old as an example, but the five-year-old is a perfect example because he is five. She is five. And we have had many more experiences when it comes to learning about attachment, detachment, learning how not to cry and fuss and pout when we don't have our doll, and learning how to successfully go to sleep if we don't have our baby doll. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you, Crystal, is to find that balance, to define for yourself the difference between having unconditional happiness and then setting conditional happiness upon whether you have those things that comfort you or not. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Crystal?
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah, it does. Thanks, guys.
Yeah?
Thanks. I love you both.
Oh, blessings. We love
blessings,
you.
Blessings, Crystal. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, guys,
we
for
love
helping.
You too.
I know what you're saying. I do. I just wanted to ask you. So it's okay if I like my clothes and my shoes and my car?
Oh, totally.
Yes, of course.
You worked so hard into it. You put physical energy into manifesting that. So you know that it is an expression of you outside of yourself that brings you...
Right.
Happiness.
Right.
And happiness is the key to life.
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
Everybody says that.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
Yes! Woo! Got the Tibetan singing bowls in the studio. Crystal. Yes, we love it. Thank you so much for calling. And I want you to know that you absolutely must embrace the things that make you happy. You absolutely... I love that. That's so beautiful. I love that.
Okay.
You absolutely must embrace the physical things that you have worked for. And as Skaya said, you must embrace the things that bring you happiness, whether it be your car, your shoes, your clothes, right? as long as you do not make your happiness conditional upon whether you have these cars, these clothes, and these shoes. If you can obtain that same state of happiness without the physical items, that is perfect balance.
Yeah.
While still enjoying them. It's finding a balance. One of the channelers that I listen to by the name of Bashar, he goes, the perfect balance of manifestation. And I feel like this is a perfect balance in life, and Crystal will let you go right after this. He says the perfect balance is when you know that you want something and you know that you cannot live without this something, without the expectation or the understanding that you have to have it. How beautiful is that? Think about that. I'm gonna let you go with that. You think about that for a while, Crystal. It's a blessing. Such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for tuning into the Vibration Station, and we love you.
Thank you.
All right, Crystal. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
So pretty. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do as planned at 1:45 every day on the show is we take a minute out while we count our blessings and we say our thanks, because it is easy to go on throughout our day without doing that.
One, two.
As this is happening, I'm going to be counting my blessings to remind you, and then we will get back to the show. Blessings such as, I'm so thankful, repeat after me if you wish, I am so thankful for this beautiful roof over my head. Exactly. I am so thankful, thank you creation, thank you universe, for supporting me unconditionally and making sure that I am always and forever supported and abundant. Thank you, consciousness. Thank you, creation. Thank you, universe, for blessing me with the ability to pursue and follow anything that excites me without hesitation. And not only without hesitation, but when I do follow these excitements and when I do follow my passions, the universe supports me unconditionally and shows me that I am in my excitement inevitably. Beautiful. We're going to do one more. Thank you, creation, for all these beautiful, miraculous people that I have been blessed with in my life. I love unconditionally each and every single one of them, even the ones that I don't know, who I walk by, who I barely glance at. I find something special, beautiful, and exciting in everything around me. Thank you, creation. Amen. That was beautiful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why we do that is... why not? What we are all about is bringing you more and more and more love, support, happiness, joy, laughter. And the only way for us to bring you more of that is for you to bring you more of that. All we can do is lead you to the water. It's a matter of whether you want to drink it. I'm kidding. That's so funny.
All men and all women. We're entering the age of Aquarius. You gotta
realize
that the divine feminine man.
Amen.
All women.
All women.
Don't forget.
You're right.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Chief. Chief Golden.
Golden Light Eagle, yeah.
Chief Golden Light Eagle.
Check him out.
Check him out. Chief Golden Light Eagle.
His. What he transmits through the stars is going to change your life forever.
So beautiful. So beautiful. Oh, well, I truly don't believe that there is a better way to close out a Sunday. Guys, we love you so much, and we are constantly sending from our hearts to yours unconditional happiness, joy, laughter, love, light, and everything in between. Skaya, brother Skaya, want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks
it is always a blessing.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Always a pleasure.
Co-host, you're the best. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station, where we are constantly sending you off with blessings, joy, laughter. We've said it to you more than enough times. We love you guys, and we know that you love us. Check us out every Sunday. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. Love you guys. We'll
Namaste,
see you next Sunday.
Y'all.
Namaste.
Home takuyasu.
Your son knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. I'm conditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.